Stanton and beyond. Get ready for the Stanton Times Hour.
With your host,
Alexander.
All across counting and beyond, this is the Stanton Times Hour on Mix 93.8 FM, and as always, available as a podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. I'm Alexander Leipner, and you're welcome. This is Edition 72, Week 25. It's June 2022, and it's good to have you listening. If you want to get in touch, you can email editor@stantontimes.co.za. You can connect on social media at Stanton Times. That's if you're on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of them. Just pick one and follow us. And you can also visit the website, www.stantontimes.co.za. As always, feel free to send in your questions or comments, and you're part of this conversation, you're part of this hour, you're part of the Stanton Times Hour Nation. It's so good to have you listening again for another week, and thank you for making the time to listen, especially you in Greater Gauteng, wherever you are, as well as places like Mauritius, Ireland, Hong Kong, Denmark, Australia, Canada, and Cyprus. Your participation, your attendance is noted. And I'm happy to report that all is well in Stanton land. Before we kick off anything else, wishing all those dads and fathers out there a happy Father's Day for this past weekend, and a very special shout out to my incredible father, 87 years strong, and he's just the best dad, and I love you very much. Also, we had a youth day long weekend, and I hope you made the best of it, even though it's been unbelievably chilly. And I know we've had this conversation about it being cold every single year around this time, and somehow we all seem so deeply surprised. But I think Nina Hasty probably put it best.
Hello, South Africa. I'd just like to let you know that winter starts in May. Don't be surprised. It happens every year. Then it gets cold. Every year. From May, June, still cold. Then July. Don't be surprised when it's still cold. August, guess what? It's still cold. Then you have your little spring day event on the 11th of September or whatever. Still cold. Every year.
And don't forget, Nina's performing in Stanton this week at the Hotel Sky. And I'll put up the details up on the website if you're keen to have a laugh, warm up, feel better. Then we've had some feedback from some listeners. Teresa from somewhere in Johannesburg with some great feedback, which I won't read out verbatim, but I'll summarize it in her words. Whoop, whoop, which says it all. And thank you so much for the support, the feedback. And it's great to see the Stanton Times Hour community growing stronger and stronger. And it's been a short week this past week, especially with the public holiday. And the cold weather also doesn't make it much of a condition to want to go anywhere and do anything. It's been a generally quiet week, which is probably not a bad thing. One thing that isn't quiet is the next hour, and coming up on this week's episode, we met some of the Miss South Africa 2022 top 30 finalists, and now we're into the top 10 as things build up to the big crowning. We meet two of those lucky 10 shortly. Then there's a South African medical doctor serving in the public sector who will also be heading overseas to represent South Africa in another competition and hopefully bring back a crown. The doctor will see us in the next hour. As mentioned, we've just marked Youth Day this past week, and whilst youth unemployment is at unacceptable levels, young South Africans are doing all they can to succeed. I'll be chatting to one of those shortly. And finally, Stanton will be hosting another expo this week, and I'll be getting more info on one of the longest-running hospitality gatherings. All this and more coming up. Headlines are up next, but first, let's get the hour started with a bit of Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande.
From Greater Stanton to the rest of the world, this is the Stanton Times Hour.
Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande with Rain On Me on Mix 93.8 FM. You're tuned into the Stanton Times Hour, and I'm thrilled that you and I can do this again for another week, and hopefully warm you up a bit wherever you are right now. As promised, it's time to take a look at the headlines for this week. Well, Well, this was some exciting news. Could F1 be coming to the Kyalami circuit in 2023? Well, Formula One CEO Stefano Domenicali reportedly flew into Sandton this week to discuss the possibility of hosting the Grand Prix in South Africa in 2023.
It's going to be lights out and away we go!
It's been almost 30 years since South Africa last hosted an F1 race, and seven World Drivers Championship title holder Lewis Hamilton has been advocating for South Africa to return to the F1 calendar. With some long-standing races up for renewal next year and others having dropped off, there could be no better time for South Africa to be included. Obviously, it's a question of the business model. If there's a business plan, it's a hellishly expensive thing to have to host.
A very difficult decision.
So let's see, but no official statement has been made as yet by either the FIA or Kyalami Circuit Management. So we cross our fingers and hope for the best. It'd be great, wouldn't it? Then Sandton and Midrand ranking top of the charts when it comes to commercial crime. Gauteng's latest crime statistics indicate that Sandton and Midrand are the top two hotspots for commercial crimes in Gauteng. A total of 8,700 commercial crimes were reported in Gauteng in quarter one of 2022. And fraud, corruption, embezzlement, and money laundering all fall into the definition of commercial crimes. Sandton recorded 348 commercial crimes January to March 2022, whilst Midrand reported 291 cases this year. Then the Motsepe Foundation is hosting a job summit for unemployed youth. It says the Motsepe Foundation has partnered with Naspers, Discovery, Massmart, Rain, Sunlam, African Rainbow Minerals, Time Bank, Harambe, and the Youth Employment Service for the first Information and Opportunities Expo, a free-to-attend exhibition for unemployed youth on 28 June 2022 in Sandton. Dr. Patrice Motsepe, founder and executive chairman of African Rainbow Minerals, will deliver a special opening address alongside remarks by Discovery CEO Adrian Gore and Naspers South Africa CEO Puti Mahanyele Dabengwa. More than 6 out of every 10 young people are unemployed in South Africa, whilst companies report that they are unable to fulfill critical positions.
Crisis? What is a crisis?
Young people aged 18 to 35 can register to attend the virtual exhibition, and we'll be putting the details up on the show notes on sandtontimes.co.za. But now my question is, unemployed youth, and this is a virtual event, who's paying for the data? How are you going to access this with, well, hopefully you have a smartphone, but then what do you do with the data? I wonder. Maybe MTN, Vodacom, Telkom, and Cell C, maybe they can zero rate the data for this event. But we'll get some more details and we'll find out how this is all going to work. Then an individual reportedly fell to their death at the Four Ways Mall. Another terrible story. Not all too much detail, but Four Ways Mall confirmed that an individual fell to their death off the external facade of the building around lunchtime on June 9. Emergency services responded immediately and the individual was pronounced dead on the scene. Now police are investigating and the mall asked people not to post anything on social media. And those are your headlines for this week. After the quick break, I chat to two of the Miss South Africa 2022 top 10 finalists.
Online, on air,
anywhere, anytime.
This is the Sandton Times Hour. Online, on air,
anywhere, anytime.
This is the Sandton Times Hour.
This is the Sandton Times Hour indeed, and a few weeks ago we chatted to some of the Miss South Africa top 30 finalists, hoping to make it into the round of 10, and I'm semi-happy to report that of the four ladies we interviewed over 2 weeks, two of them made it, so that's a 50% success rate. Sounds a bit like my maths mark at school, but we'll take it. Now with the top 10 revealed, and you can go check them out on www.sandtontimes.co.za, I thought let's do it all over again, seeing as we've got a vested interest now in the competition and in the pageant. So I'm joined by Luvay Meyer. She's 25. She comes from Brackenfell in Cape Town. She has a Bachelor of Health Science and Social Services degree and an Honours degree in Psychology from the University of South Africa, and is a full-time model and small business co-owner. And Luvay made it into the top 35 in 2022. So Luvay, good to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And then I've got Pearl Ntsekgi, 25, was born and raised in Mamelodi, but currently lives in Centurion in Tshwane. She's a candidate attorney, has a BCom Law, BCom Honours, and LLB degree, And Pearl explains that she made the top 30 last year and is ecstatic to make the top 10 this time around. So, Pearl and Duvet, great to have you on the Santon Times Hour. And Pearl, let me kick off with you now that I've just introduced you the way I introduced you. What does it feel like doing this the second time round? I mean, a lot of girls will enter this this competition. They'll put all of their energy into it the first time round, not make it, and then call it quits.
Coming back the second time round, I think this year I was more certain about the reason why I entered. I came back with more certainty. I don't know if it has to do with the age, but this year I feel more confident in my voice than I compared to last year. And I feel that it's very important that once you try something and you're very passionate about it and you believe that, listen, this means a lot to me and this platform do a lot with it and impact lives, it's always good to always give it another try. So I didn't take my rejection from last year. It didn't impact me in a bad way. I actually bounced back even more. I focused more on the positive outcomes, what I learned last year. And I came back stronger and greater with more certainty this year.
And Louvet, did you have a similar experience in terms of bringing you back to Miss South Africa?
Yes, definitely. I do believe that timing is very important. I entered in 2020 and I just believe that it was just not the right time. And now this year, I have the same goals. I have the same passions. My focus is the same. I'm just so much stronger and so much more ready and determined this year. And I believe that the timing is better, obviously, because I made it further.
Well, we've just come out of a long weekend, a Youth Day long weekend, and both of you are heavily armed with not one, in some cases two, in some cases 3 degrees or higher tertiary qualifications. Louvet, kicking it off with you, why is education so important to you?
Oh, it's extremely important. Both my parents are actually qualified teachers. So to me, education has been such a big part of my life. Before I even went to school myself, like before I was old enough, I actually grew up in school, the school where my dad taught. So it has always been so important to me. It has given me so many opportunities to experience things because of education, because of working really hard. So it's definitely important.
And Pearl, for you, was education equally as a greater bridge to get to where you wanted to go in life?
Yes, 100%. If you look at what I studied law, and there's no way you can win law. So as cliche as it sounds, for me, I honestly do believe that education is the key to success. Knowledge is truly power. And with what I've learned, whether it was BCom law, LLB, or my BCom honors, I've applied it into my everyday life. So I share the same sentiments as Louvet.
Well, Paul, during the reveal, I must say your particular announcement and then your brief interview on stage stood out. You mentioned you came from Mamelodi, that's where you grew up. You're now in Tshwane. But you were saying, and I'm not going to try and misquote you here, so you can give me that line again. But essentially, what you were saying is that you having a voice on the Miss South Africa stage gives places like Mamelodi, where you came from, young people in Mamelodi, such hope, sort of a door into what could be, and everyone hangs on to that little bit of hope.
Yes. If you come from a township, I feel like you need that one person who's going to break the wind and the next generation is going to come through. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like they see that if she can do it, so can I. So you're breaking the wind for the next person that... It's sort of like an affirmation for them that, no, actually, my dream is too big. If Pearl can go and enter Miss South Africa, coming from where I am, being raised in the same situation as I am raised in, surely I can do it as well. It does not need to be on the platform that I am on, but it being, let's say they want to get into aviation. So if she can do it, so can I. If I want to go into politics, if I want to work at a big law firm, I can do it. Where I'm from doesn't really determine where my future is going to be.
And Louvet, from your side, I know as Miss South Africa's, it's always critical to take on a cause. It's important to have that one single-minded idea that you sort of pursue as part of your reign. Have you given it some thought? Do you know what that is for you?
Yes, definitely. For the longest time, I've been very passionate about mental health. And as a psychology honors graduate, my focus is very much on psychology and the impacts of mental health on everything that we do. And also with my parents being teachers and education being such a big part, so important to me, the effects of mental health on your education, that is definitely what I want to focus on.
Well, I mean, I suppose two very interesting and very worthy causes, both needing a lot of attention in South Africa. Now, Pearl, when you got into the top 10, I mean, you've, as I say, you've both gone through it before once. Is it quite the same when you get it the second time around, or is it better?
It's better. I think top 10, it still hasn't sunk in yet. I keep joking saying that right now I'm on 95, and I think later on in the evening I'll be on 100% where I'm actually like, I'm in the top 10. I am a Miss South Africa finalist, and that is amazing. Getting it the second time round definitely for me is better. I got the same feeling the first time round when I made top 30. Just this year, it's top 10. It's closer to the crown.
Well, one step closer indeed. And LeVay, who was the first person that you picked up the phone to when you heard that you were making it through to the next round?
I phoned my mom. My mom is so supportive and she's so invested in this whole competition. So when I phoned her, she just cried and I just cried. And it was such an emotional but such a special moment.
It's interesting how moms always came up during the announcement last night. Nobody seemed to have phoned their dad. And I'm feeling it for all the dads, especially with having had Father's Day. I would have thought that a lot of the dads would have gotten a phone call as well. But I mean, you know, this one's for the moms, so that's all good. In the past, when we spoke to a lot of the Miss South Africa hopefuls, they always would refer back to that moment when they watched Miss South Africa, and they had a particular Miss South Africa that kind of triggered the dream for them. Pearl, did you have a particular Miss South Africa of the past when you watched in the, you know, when you were still younger, where you went, wow, if she's on stage, then I'm in for this?
You know, weirdly enough, when I watched Miss South Africa, I didn't see myself walking the same stage. And that is because of where I was from. I was like, I'm not worthy enough. But right now, Peggy Sue Kumalo, oh my goodness, she is such a warm and great individual to just even have a conversation with. So even though she did get Miss South Africa, but I just look up to her. I really just look up to the person she is, the territories she has placed herself in. I see myself as her one day.
Well, Peggy Sue Kumalo, LeVay, did you have your own Peggy Sue Kumalo moment?
There are so many amazing Miss South Africans, and each one of them have something special that is so important to me. But definitely Tamarin Green, she was such a big, important Miss South Africa for me because she also comes from the Western Cape and she also did modeling while she was studying. And I think I just see a bit of myself in her, or a bit of her in myself. And definitely Tamarin Green.
Well, fantastic, ladies. It's been great having you on the Sandton Times Hour. And just to bring everyone up to speed, that the Miss South Africa pageant is going to be back in Gauteng. It's going to be a live big event, which is really exciting. And the winner is going to be crowned at the Sunbet Arena at Times Square in Pretoria in Women's Month on the 13th of August, which is a Saturday. So if you're starting to make plans, that's the time to book. So, LeVay Meyer and Pearl Ntsekgi, it's been fantastic having you on the Sandton Times Hour. And thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, we're halfway through and there's more to come right here on Mix 93.8 FM and on the weekly podcast. Stay right where you are on the Sandton Times Hour. I'll be right back after this.
Back for more? The Sandton Times Hour continues.
This is the Sandton Times Hour. My name is Alexander Leipner, and you're listening to Mix 93.8 FM, or you're listening to this on a podcast. If it's Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, whichever one you prefer. And that was Robin Schulz with Sugar. As always, some upbeat tracks to keep the hour flowing and to hopefully make us feel a little bit warmer whilst the temperatures are getting lower and lower. Taking us into the second half of the Sandton Times Hour. And as always, if there's anything that caught your attention during the show but you didn't get a chance to note it down because you're sitting in the shower or in the bath or in the car or wherever it is that you're listening to the show on, well, you can visit the show notes on www.sandtontimes.co.za for a detailed breakdown of everything discussed on the show and more. And also be sure to check out the social media accounts at Santon Times and feel free to engage. Send a tweet, a DM, a voice note, whatever works for you. You can choose your platform of choice. And don't forget to use the hashtag Santon Times Hour. My next guest is Dr. Farini Dayal, a medical doctor and philanthropist currently working as a surgeon in the public sector with the intent to pursue plastic and reconstructive surgery. She is from Four Ways and will be also representing South Africa in Japan as Miss International South Africa in one of the top three pageants of the world, which will take place on December 13th, 2022. Sounds like a really interesting CV there, and it's only one paragraph, and I'm sure there's more to talk about. But Dr. Dayal, good to have you on. Tell us a little bit more about this pageant that you're going to be competing in.
Hi, Alex. So the pageant's in December. It's in Tokyo, Japan. It's a pageant that has been running for a very long time. Basically, it's built around the pillars of culture, peace, and extending culture around the world. It's a huge, huge, huge opportunity for me, and I'm so excited. I can't wait to be there. There's around 80 delegates that come from all around the world, and we meet and we spend about 2 weeks there, and we compete on the 13th of December. And like you said, it's one of the biggest competitions. It's the third in the world. So I'm excited and I can't wait to go.
And I believe South Africa has never won a title at this particular pageant.
No, I think it's because they didn't send me yet.
Okay. Well, there we go.
I'm kidding.
Bit of confidence. I know the show's starting to sound like the pageant hour. We just interviewed the top 10 or two of the top 10 in the Miss South Africa's. Miss International South Africa, how do you even get to that title? Because we all know Miss World, Miss Universe. I think there's Miss Earth as well. I mean, these are all sort of fairly well-known pageants. This one, I must be honest, I'd never heard of.
Sure, it is fairly new in South Africa, so we haven't been sending multiple girls overseas for a long time. This year it was actually taken over by a new director, and the girls that have been overseas, I'm sure you know of Tarina Buertes. She's been for Miss International overseas before. It's, I think definitely in terms of pageantry here in South Africa, we're more aware of Miss South Africa itself, but there are multiple pageants that are making a huge name for themselves, and this one is quite, fairly popular overseas. So we are trying to send more girls because I think we just have such beautiful girls with so much talent and such intelligence to represent us on platforms overseas. So this is definitely one of them.
Well, here, I can only echo that. Let's chat about your medical career as well, because it hasn't been the easiest of times if you're in the medical space. I think for those who probably walked into the medical profession beginning of 2020, this was not quite what I think they had signed up for. What's it been like for you being a doctor through 2 years of a global pandemic?
I don't think it's anything different for me, to be honest. I've been working as a doctor. Well, I graduated in 2018. I studied for 7 years. I have 2 degrees. I then went on to work in Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital in Soweto, which is a really tough experience, I think, for any doctor stepping into an internship. You're young, you're new, you're exposed to so much trauma, so much that's actually epidemics here in our country. And I think it's more about being transparent, about seeing what's currently going on in our country and being aware of what is going on. So for me, it wasn't a huge change in what I was seeing. And to be quite honest, we as young doctors, as anyone in the public or sector, we see a lot of death. We're exposed to a lot of death. And this is not something that was new for me to experience. It's something that I learned a lot about in terms of how our country manages our resources and how we as doctors deal with things. But for me personally, it's something that I have dealt with for a long time, something I've been exposed to for a long time. So it was dealing with something that was just continuous. If I tell you what we see on a daily basis in terms of TB, domestic violence, HIV, just consistent, even something as simple as pneumonia, this death that is so current and so obvious to us that this was nothing new for me. So for me, stepping into a pandemic was what is normal for me from my exposure. So that's how I feel about it.
Did this time in the public sector, being exposed to a lot of the things that you've now mentioned, also influence your decision to possibly specialize in plastic and reconstructive surgery?
I definitely have a passion for plastics and reconstructive surgery. at times you do feel like, is this the right thing for me? Is this really where I'm meant to be? It is a very tough journey. You have to be so mentally strong, physically strong, and have a good foundation, someone who really supports you. And I have a family and a partner who really does that for me. But if you're passionate about something and it's really something that you want to do and you want to make a difference in that field, I think you'll always persevere and you'll just push through. So I have had my doubts about it, especially working in the sector, but I really do love what I do. So I've been consistent and persevered and determined in just getting to my goal. And that's why I'm still here.
Well, I mean, you've also done a lot of charitable work as well during the last 2 years and probably even before that. You had your own Dial Christmas drive where you've donated 250,000 rands worth of toys to kids. And you've also done a bit of a winter drive as well. Also something that evolved as a result of seeing some of the, some of the dire needs in the public sector.
Definitely. So the reason I actually started my charity drive, it started when I was at Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital. We were working in the pediatric department and a lot of the kids couldn't have any family or anyone to come and see them. So I thought I'd just do something special for the kids who were there over the Christmas period. It started off something so small, just another girl and I decided we'll bring some toys for the little kids in our ward and just play with them on Christmas. But I thought, why should we subject it to just this ward? Let's make this something to be special for the whole hospital, for every child here. So I just made a small post on my Instagram to ask people who are able to donate toys, and it turned out to be a huge drive that I did not expect. And I managed to collect so many toys that we were able to provide every child with not just one toy, but more than one. And we supplied the entire Baragwanath Hospital pediatric ward with all the kids got toys and we got to spend time with them. And it was just absolutely incredible. So I decided to make that an annual drive going forward. And I just, throughout my time spending my time in medicine in the hospitals, I've noticed that there's so many gaps that need to be filled. There's so many needs that need to be filled. And I thought that every hospital I go to or every time I see a need, I'm going to see if I can make a change. And the reason I thought that is because during that drive, so many people were interested, people that I've never met, people just sending me DMs, wanting to contribute, wanting to drop off toys. And it was just phenomenal to see how many people were interested. And I thought if I could make a change by just making one Instagram post, imagine what I could do if I just put my heart into this. And that's how my drives began. So now I've raised over more than 1 million rand last year in terms of multiple drives that I did. And that's how my foundation started.
Well, some great work being done there on all fronts, be it charitable, be it medical, be it, preparing for representing South Africa in Japan. Dr. Farini Dial, a medical doctor, philanthropist, and also a candidate for Miss International South Africa, representing us at the international competition in Japan in December. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the Santon Times Hour, and thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex.
Online, on air,
anywhere, anytime.
This is the Santon Times Hour.
Always great to chat to young, new talent out there. And I was busy scrolling through my Instagram, as one does on the odd occasion, and came across this really great video of a very young man performing some fantastic music with a great voice in the most unexpected places. And in South Africa, we've become so used to stopping at a traffic light and there's somebody either dancing with beer crates or juggling or doing backflips, or I mean it's taken entertainment to a whole new level, especially when it comes to traffic lights. And here I saw this young man. He had once again just elevated everything and brought his own speaker along. I think it must have been battery operated, with a microphone, and was literally performing track after track at one of the traffic lights in Greater Sandton. And I thought, well, we need to chat to this guy. He sounds like he's got a good voice and he's got some serious marketing acumen behind him. So Kotlwano Ika, performing artist, good to have you on the Sandton Times Hour.
No, thank you, Alex. Thank you.
Kotlwano, so tell us a little bit more about your career. When did it all start?
Actually, just last year, you know, I was crazy. I mean, I was doing my third year, I think. Yeah, I didn't finish my studies. So yeah, I was doing my third year in economics. And because of COVID and stuff, I just had too much time like at home. Like I couldn't like keep on studying and stuff like that. So I found myself on YouTube and see like scrolling down on music, you know, like different stuff, because I was just like a sport person. Like I was into sports basically. So just found myself like looking at the Baskers in Ireland. So I saw this one lady, Ali Sherlock. And I was like, no ways. Like so many subscribers and stuff like that. I was like, oh, but the music that she's performing is actually great. So the music that she was performing, she sang like anything from the Beatles, the Bee Gees. So I was like, no ways, man. There's someone who can sing this music. I think I can have a shot as well. So I started practicing and practicing. And knowing who I am, I went out to the public, basically. And people where I'm from actually loved it. And my friend actually said, man, you must take this thing seriously. I know you're at school and stuff like that, but you don't want to regret it, man. So I started busking. We went to the malls. And unfortunately, at that time, because of the restrictions, you're not allowed to perform at the malls and stuff. So I actually took a crazy decision to go at the robots because, like you mentioned before, most people do the arts there, the robots. So I had to find a creative way to do that. And a battery powered speaker was good enough for me. So I started there.
Kutlwana, it's quite amazing. I mean, he's sort of aspiring sports star slash up-and-coming economist, now a performing artist. I mean, that's quite a dynamic portfolio you've got going there. So what's the response been like to your performances? I mean, I see you've also done some videos where you're, I think it's in the streets of Katlehong, where you're at home. As you mentioned, at the traffic lights, I think it was in Four Ways. How have people responded to your music?
It's been mad. I mean, they're all been positive because it's actually a unique experience, basically. So I also tried not to stay like in Katlehong and try to grow as a virus and, you know, go to other. I just wanted to be as spontaneous as I can be. Like today I'll be in Four Ways and then literally tomorrow be in Eden Vale. So most people will be like, where's that guy who came yesterday? And I'm trying to share the experience to many people, different places, every time that I have a chance. So, yeah, that's how it has been.
I said, you've got an impressive setup. You've got your sort of speaker with a built-in amp. I think it probably runs off a battery because you can literally set up anywhere, anytime. You've got your pull-up banner with all your branding and your marketing content on there, which I thought was also very smart in terms of how you just put that all together because at least people know who you are and where to find you. Have you managed to get some gigs out of this? I mean, has somebody phoned you up and said, listen, you know, I've got a birthday or a wedding or something, you know, would you like to come and perform?
Plenty of that. Plenty of offers, obviously. But the thing is, as I grew into this, I started actually like learning much about like marketing and stuff like that. So for me, it's actually, you know, learning a different type of music and how the public would react to it. So I need to practice a new type of song and then I'll take it to the public. And if they don't like it, I'll see by the way they react. That is through, obviously, we get donations for now because there's no way I'll have continuous support to improve my social media without any financial support. So getting donations is number one. And with regards to gigs and stuff, we have done gigs, but the thing is, if you don't have a huge name for yourself, you're gonna struggle. You're gonna see the ugly side of music where people say people are taking, you know, advantage of and stuff like that. But fortunately for me, I get offers that are, you know, it's crazy. Now I don't see why I should head back to school and stuff like that because people actually appreciate me more now because I've actually exposed myself to places where I never thought I would go. So people in Four Ways, been massive support from people that side, but because I stay pretty far, sometimes it doesn't make sense to get gigs that side. And people here in Alberton as well, like that crazy support for me. So it's actually happening everywhere for me. So yeah.
Well, Kutlwana, hopefully somebody's listening today on this interview and says, gee, you know, I must actually check out this guy. Maybe he's got something that I could book for an event. And yeah, I'm sure there's a couple of people out there who also say, listen, finish your degree. Nothing like being a singer with an economics background. I'm sure that won't hurt at all. Always something to have in your back pocket, at least. What kind of music do you enjoy performing?
The Beatles. I like Michael Jackson. I like Chris Stapleton. I like Bill. It's a lot. I like Adele. I like Ed Sheeran. So it's music that sells. So that's why I'm saying I know it's conscious. I mean, I need to have that degree, but music for me is not a plan B. It's never been a plan B. I don't do things and just stop like finishing them. No, I need to finish them. But like I said, even economics is it's my passion, because the same thing happening. You see, most people, they go out of high school, they don't know what to do, so they go to varsity. And yeah, some people are still like they still don't know what to do with their lives even after like they gotten their degrees and stuff like that. But for me, is finding your passion and just growing within it. So with music, there's plenty support, and I'm not going into this thing blindly. I know like I need to be entrepreneurial about things. And yeah, it's just fortunate that for me, I don't see the need to rush things. You see, I'm performing timeless music, and people have an appetite for live music. And it's just great that we had a pandemic. It's unfortunate for musicians before me, but it's actually great because now there's a new entrance into the market. So people like efficiency. So instead of calling up a band, there's a guy who actually came up with an idea to have backtracks that sound like this, like they have an acoustic feel to them. So it's like an acoustic band, and then you have, it's just one person, but at the end of the day, you have a performance that's actually great. So it actually works for people who want live entertainment. So for me, I think I can have a career that can actually grow here.
Well, I like the confidence, Kutlwana. I think you've got the right kind of passion and attitude to make it happen. Kutlwana, where can people find you on Instagram or on social media if they want to check out some of your videos?
It's Kutlwana Hika on Facebook and Kutlwana Hika on Instagram.
Just like that, man. That's it.
Exactly.
Well, performing artist Kutlwana Hika, thank you so much for joining us on the Santon Times Hour. And talking about music, we'll be right back after this.
Follow the Santon Times on social media.
At Santon Times.
Yeah, the sounds of Santon, David Guetta, Martin Garrix and Brooks with Like I Do on the Santon Times Hour, bringing us full circle to the last bit of this week's edition. And joining me for one last chat is Gary Corrin. He's the Managing Director at Specialized Exhibitions as we take a look at Africa's Food, Drink and Hospitality Trade Expo, Hostex, coming to the Santon Convention Center 26 to 28 June 2022. And Gary, let's kick it off by telling us a little bit more about this expo.
Hi, Alexander. Firstly, thanks for hosting us, and thank you for engaging with us about the event. Yes, Hostex is a business trade show that has a long, long history in South Africa. It goes back to 1986 was the first event that we had. And on a biennial basis, it's the trade show for the food, drink, hospitality sector. Happens on a biennial basis every 2 years. And it just affords the industry an opportunity to get together under one roof and talk matters, hospitality, look at doing trade and really adding value to the hospitality sector in South Africa.
So by the sounds of things, I mean, just purely based on your introduction there, this is very much a exhibition that is focused towards industry. So it's business to business. So it's not sort of anyone who's got a bit of spare time and wants to find out what coffee is available in the market. They won't be coming along, but it's very much your guest house owners, your hotel owners, restaurant owners. Have I got that right?
100% correct. Yeah, multipliers of business in the hospitality sector. So yes, small B&B owners as well. So, you know, there may be mom and pop shops that require supplies, crockery, cutlery, bedding, food services that they add to their own unique little B&Bs or Airbnbs, which is the more modern execution of those sorts of establishments. All of those sorts of people will be gathering under the roof at Santon Convention Center and talking matters business in the hospitality sector.
So what can people expect if they come to the show this year?
There's quite a lot on the go. Obviously, this sector has been, just taking half a step back, has been quite adversely affected by COVID. Events have been as well. And interestingly enough, events as a separate entity, exhibitions and conferences, the meetings and incentives sector of the economy actually fell under the hospitality sector and under COVID regulations. So double whammy in a sense, but slowly the entire industry is starting to reemerge and recover. But in terms of what you could actually see, all sorts of major suppliers to the hospitality sector will have Ware's products, services, and technologies on display.
Well, you've touched on it. I mean, it has been a industry that really has had the roughest of times over the last 2 years. So I guess the question would be, what's the response been like from the industry in terms of HostX? Are you seeing some good numbers in terms of people registering and coming along to the show?
Alexander, very much so. There is a lot of interest. It's interesting. It's actually an international trend. I was fortunate enough, you know, Specialized Exhibitions is owned by the Montgomery Group, which is based in the UK. We've been operating in South Africa since 1968, and food and hospitality shows are part of our DNA. And I was very fortunate to be able to go to the International Food Expo in London in March this year. And those trends that I'm going to share with you now are global trends. So I just a bit of a preamble on that space. But there is a lot of interest in the show. The show is smaller than it was now 3 years ago, because we just went into lockdown almost immediately after we delivered the previous HostX in 2020. We went into our hard lockdown in March 2020. But as the industries and the sectors start to emerge from post-COVID, bearing in mind we're still under certain regulations, there's a lot of optimism, there's a lot of positivity, there's a lot of enthusiasm, but it is also a measured reopening, if I can put it that way. The show is smaller than it was previously. The level of interest in terms of pre-registered visitors is very good, and it's bullish, but it is also slightly smaller than it was this time prior to the previous show.
It's interesting to see that you're also hosting this in Sandton. Is that a particular choice that you've decided to bring it to the heartland of economics and business and finance?
Very much so. The show in its time actually going way back, and I've been with the company for 26 years, so this is long before my young team's days. It specialized, but in fact, it was prior to my days. The show was originally held in the late 80s, early 90s at Nasrec. It's also done its time at Gallagher. But Sandton Convention Center is in the heart of the hospitality sector. There's so much happening there. There are great hotels. You've got great retail. There's some fantastic restaurant outlets, some of the best this country has to offer. In fact, the best the entire continent has to offer. So it made a lot of sense to take it to Sandton, to take it to where the heartbeat of hospitality is in South Africa.
Well, listen, I'm sure none of us are complaining that you're bringing it to Sandton. And like you said, the Sandton Convention Center is really geared for it. And also the entire ecosystem that goes around it, because you've got all the surrounding five-star hotels who are probably not only just hosts to some of the people that are visiting the show, but also are visiting the show themselves. If people want to come along, what do they need to do? If this is whet their appetite, spark their interest, where do they go to from here?
No charge at the door. They need to pre-register. It's www.hostx.co.za. That's another learning that we've picked up from our COVID lockdown period. Everything we're doing is in line with COVID protocols. So online registration, pre-registered, you'll get a badge that'll be emailed to you. It'll have a QR code on it. You can come to the show. You get scanned in. And it's a seamless entry to the event. So really, if you go onto the website, all the directions are there. You pre-register and you come through to the show.
Gary Curran, Managing Director at Specialized Exhibitions, talking us through HostX, which is coming to Sandton at the Sandton Convention Center, 26th to 28th June 2022. Gary, thanks for making the time to chat to us on the Sandton Times Hour.
Alexander, thanks so much for having us. And all Santonians, welcome to come to the show. Come see us there. Come and engage and come see what the South African hospitality industry has to offer.
Well, there you have it, an open invitation from Gary there. And that's it for another Sandton Times Hour on Mix 93.8 FM and is always available as a podcast on Apple, Google and Spotify. I'm Alexander Leipner and it's been an absolute pleasure having you listen in. As always, if you want to get in touch, you can email editor@sandtontimes.co.za and you can connect on social media at Sandton Times and visit the website www.sandtontimes.co.za. It's always good to get your feedback, your thoughts, your questions and comments, so feel free to send those through. Thank you, as always, to my guests this week who've made the time to chat to us, and also thank you to the team at the Santon Times and everyone at Mix 93.8 FM. As always, I thank you for listening, and let's do this again next week.
That's it for this week. Thanks for listening to the Santon Times Hour. And if you enjoyed it, be sure to share it.